Hi, everybody.
Hey.
All right, I got to figure out what to say so I don't don't start crying either before the song. Perfect. So I had the pleasure of talking with Bianca Baldwin. Where's Bianca? There you are. Yes, Bianca. Amazing. So Bianca is an incredible person for many reasons, and she came here to talk also about, so her husband, Darren Baldwin, she's a surviving spouse, and Major Darren Baldwin was also Green Beret, and he passed away in 2021, and she was his primary caregiver for many years after he had traumatic brain injury from roadside bombs in Iraq in 2005. So progressively, you know, because of that traumatic brain injury, which went undiagnosed for a while, you know, Darren progressed, and anyway, so I don't want to go into too much detail there, but Bianca talked a lot about being a caregiver, and not only could you feel the love that she had for Darren, but also the emotional toll and physical toll that also takes on a caregiver is a lot to carry, and I think she carried that, you know, so well for so many years. And so what we talked about yesterday was, you know, since Darren passed away, she's been peeling back these layers of, you know, grief. I think the way to describe it is, because you're sort of in the survival mode for so long, and then you're all of a sudden, you know, forced to face every hour of every day that you would normally spend, you know, caring for your partner, thinking about everything and trying to find yourself again and your own identity. And I think there, you know, it's painful, but there's also some beauty there. So I don't want to take away from, you know, Bianca also finding herself again and honoring Darren's memory. She's still very active with the Green Beret Foundation and his Legacy Foundation as well. And she's currently working on becoming a death doula, which I think is perfect for her, because she's sort of this really courageous person who embraces grief and you know, life as well. And I think that life and death are, you know, death is part of life. So I think any sort of support that she can give to others is what she wants to do. And I think that's really beautiful. So anyway, so she mentioned a couple things with, since 2021, kind of how it's been feeling. And one of the things that she said really struck me, which is, you know, you kind of feel like you're frozen for a long time, and then you're just starting to chip away the ice, and, you know, get down to all of these feelings and new experiences. And so I included that in the song as well. And I don't want to take away from, I'll just sing it. I don't know if you guys can. Anyway, Bianca, thank you for sharing your heart with me. This one's called Melting.